Let's go ahead and take the roll, thank you.
Judge Conklin?
I'm present.
Judge Gabe?
Present.
Judge Losh? Judge Reinhardt? Ms. Bottleson? Mr. Finke?
Here.
Mr. Landry informed us he will be absent today. Ms. Levier?
Here.
Thank you. Mr. Rule?
Here.
Mr. Yamasaki?
Yes, good afternoon, President.
Thank you.
I think that gives us a quorum. With four missing?
Yes, we do have six.
Okay, great, folks. As always, just remember, if you're not presenting, please keep yourself on mute. Before we move through our items today, I'm just going to invite a motion to approve the minutes of the December 3rd and January 4th FPS actions by email. Do I have a motion on those?
I'll move. This is Gabe.
Judge Gabe, thank you. Is there a second?
Rule seconds.
Thank you very much, Chris. Moved and seconded that the minutes of both those meetings be approved. Any opposition to that motion? Hearing none, the motion is granted. And Rose, I just want to confirm we did not receive any public comment.
That's correct. None was received.
Great. Thanks so much. All right, folks. So as is typical of these meetings, all the applications for both the new funds held on behalf of requests and the amended requests have been sent to you. They are thorough applications and are consistent with our policies. So we will consider the new and then move to the amended. Before we do that, I'll just comment that you will see on tomorrow's TICBAC meeting an item related to the first annual report for these funds held on behalf of courts. And it includes both completed and incompleted projects. It'll provide for you, if you haven't seen it already, sort of an interesting perspective on these funds held on behalf of, and striking, I guess, is the best way to put it. You'll see that there's, I think, well over $16 million. And of that, I think only four is actually being utilized. So I think this is a good time for this committee to, at a later time, and we'll probably start with an educational session to evaluate the program, evaluate the parameters that have been set, and maybe consider and I don't want to imply in any way that the courts that are participating in this funds held on behalf of are doing anything outside the requirements of the program. They're not. From my view of these reports, they are thorough and accurate and are following the parameters. But within those parameters, I think we now see that there might be some room for improvement. So we will address that at a later meeting, and we will address it at TICBAC tomorrow, how the funds held on behalf of have been rolling out for the past years. But that's just sort of a teaser about what's going to go on at TICBAC tomorrow. Let's get to the business at hand. We have 15 requests, 6 new requests, and 9 amended requests. So as is the practice of this committee, we just start working from top to bottom. And I invite any court that is present on our call that has a request pending before us to present if you'd like to, though the main reason you're here is if there's any questions from the committee, your reports usually answer or at least provide us the information we need to get started. So the first request is a $913 request from Alameda Superior Court. Is Alameda on our call today?
Mr. Finke is.
Oh, that's right. So Chad, you're here right in front of me.
I am, but our finance director, Milani Lewis, is also on.
Great. So this is a new request for a $913 million for implementation and deployment of their e-court project and migration of its case management system. As it has noted, the applications have been provided. Any questions for Alameda on this request?
Judge Conklin, I don't have any questions. This is David Yamasaki, but if I could just make one comment.
Sure.
So I think this particular description is a good example of, unfortunately, what we face when we try to budget different projects that unfortunately exceed the timeline in which encumbered funds locally may not reach the ability to pay for these items because of deadlines that unfortunately are missed by some of the contractor deliverables. So while I know that all courts have a desire to complete projects on time, they aren't because of one reason or another, but by no fault of any of the activities of a local court. So I think this may be a demonstration of why some of the funds that have been held in the TCTF funds held on behalf of program is that they're just not, projects are not being completed as we are hoping and is resulting in some of the monies being kept longer than perhaps we had anticipated. But anyway, I just wanted to make that example of something that you brought up for a meeting tomorrow.
I appreciate that. And I think we'll tease that out more tomorrow. I think, David, you make a very good point. And I think what we'll discuss tomorrow and in future meetings is those situations like Alameda has, I believe, here, which is a program that obviously may have some issues that prevent it from being completed within a year that we're all aware of. Whereas I think what we're going to start to drill down into is maybe, and not that this is one of them or that any of the projects today are, but projects that are submitted where the scope perhaps is not particularly well defined, and where the realistic possibility of that project being completed absent the delays you've talked about is something that I think will need to be addressed. So again, we'll get into a lot of detail tomorrow, but quite candidly, when there's that much money left on the table, it creates from the outside perhaps concerns from folks that may not have a as detailed an understanding of these projects, that all this money is just sitting there. But David, I think your comments are well taken. With that, is there a motion to approve the Alameda request as stated?
Yamasaki would move approval of this item.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Gabe seconds.
Moved and seconded that the $913 million request from Alameda for funds held on behalf of, for the reasons stated, be approved. It's now been moved and seconded. Any further discussion?
Judge, I will abstain from the vote.
Great. So we'll show Mr. Finke's abstaining. I think we still have a quorum as necessary to vote.
And we do, Judge. Judge Larsh has joined the meeting as well. So.
Oh, good. Well, that yes. Puts us way over the top. Judge Larsh, welcome. Any opposition to the Alameda request? Hearing none, Alameda's request is approved. Chad, you're back with us now live.
Thanks, Judge.
Moving to item number two, it's an $18,000 request from Lake. And do we have Lake with us?
Yeah, Judge Conflin, I'm here. Yeah. Krista, and then I have my administrative services manager on the line as well for any questions.
Great, thanks so much. So this $18,000 request, you all have the attachment application. Any questions from any committee members for Krista or for Lake? Hearing none, is there a motion?
Rule moves.
Thanks, Chris. Second?
Yamasaki seconds.
I think I heard David just barely first, so I'll give him go with that. Moved and seconded that the Lake $18,000 request for funds held on behalf be approved. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? And opening to vote, any opposition to Lake's request? Hearing none, Lake, your request is approved. Thanks so much, Krista.
Judge
thank
Conklin,
you.
I'll abstain, obviously.
Great. And now you have there's a second request from Lake. We'll show the same procedure. Krista is abstaining, but is present for questions. It's a $30,000 request for CMS interfacing with probation. We'll open that one up. Any questions for Krista or for Lake on this? And hearing none, is there a motion?
Rule moves.
Thanks, Chris. Somebody can, David tried
Gabe
to second.
Seconds.
Gabe seconds. All right, this time it's Judge Gabe seconding. Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Any opposition? With the abstention from Krista, we'll show the motion's unanimously approved with that abstention. Moving to number four, that's from a $1 million request from Ventura for CMS upgrade. Case management system. Is Ventura present with us? Okay, I don't think there's a representative from Ventura present. So let's open it up for discussion among the members. Any concerns about Ventura's request for their CMS upgrade? Doesn't appear to be. I'd invite a motion.
Judge Conklin, all right. This is Krista. I'll move.
Great. Krista makes the motion. Is there a second?
Gabe seconds.
Gabe seconds again. Moved and seconded that the Ventura request for $1 million be approved. Any opposition or abstention? Hearing none, Ventura's request is unanimously approved. Moving next to Riverside, they have two requests. Is Riverside present on the meeting?
Yes, Judge Conklin. This is Carol Waterhouse Tejada. I'm the Assistant Deputy Executive Officer of Budget Services.
Thank you so much for joining our meeting today, and thank you for your application on both of these. If there's no objection from the committee members, I'll take these both together, considering they're from the same county. The first request is an $838,000 request for the purchase of court-responsible items for the new Indio Juvenile and Family Courthouse. And the second is a $1.3 million request for likewise the purchase of court-responsible items for the Menifee Courthouse. So we'll vote on these separately, but discussing them together, considering we have staff present, any questions for Riverside staff on either of these proposals? I don't see any. So let's turn to the $838,000 request. Is there a motion?
Lars should make a motion.
Thank you, Judge.
Yamasaki seconds.
There we go. Moved and seconded that the $838,000 Riverside request be approved. Any further discussion? And with that, is there any opposition to the $838,000 request? Hearing none and no abstentions, will show that is unanimously approved. And then finally, the $1.3 million request. Motion.
Lush, make a motion again.
Thank you, Judge.
And Yamasaki seconds as well.
And seconded as this one as well. Open for discussion. Any questions or discussions of Riverside? Any opposition to this motion? Hearing none, likewise, it's approved. So Riverside, each of yours have been approved unanimously. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So folks, now we're going to move to the amended requests, and you're all aware of this, but they are exactly what as is stated. These are requests that are pending before us that are amended, moved to be amended for a variety of reasons, including, as David has said, the projects just can't get completed for reasons out of control of the court that is involved with the project. If there's no opposition, I'm going to take the requests from counties, if the county has more than one request, together for discussion purposes. So we'll move first to Sutter. Sutter has two amended requests. The first is to extend the period for their technology enhancements and facilities modifications from 2223 to 2324 in the amount of $605,000. And the other is coming at it from the other side to slightly reduce the original request by $151 and extend the period for facility upgrades into 2324. The total amount of that is $560,000. Is Sutter on with us?
Hi, Judge. This is Joe Azevedo, CFO for Sutter.
Good afternoon, Mr. Azevedo. Thanks for joining us. Any questions for Mr. Azevedo on either of the Sutter requests? Doesn't appear to be. And if the interest of efficiency, I'm going to call for a motion on these together, unless any individual member of the committee wants to consider them separately. So is there a motion to approve both Sutter requests?
Rule moves.
Rule moves, and then Gabe, you're seconding, right?
Yes.
All right, Judge Gabe is seconding. So we're now considering each of Sutter's two requests as noted. Any further discussion? Any opposition? Sutter, thanks so much. I'm deeming each of yours unanimously approved as the chair. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Next on to San Benito to repurpose funds to include facility upgrades through the fiscal year 24-25, totaling $1.5 million. Is San Benito with us?
Yes, Judge. This is David Aguirre, the CFO for San Benito.
All right. Mr. Aguirre, thanks so much for joining us. Any questions or concerns of the San Benito request? I don't hear any. Is there a motion to approve the San Benito request?
Pinky moves.
Was that you, Chad? I thought I heard a second.
Yeah.
Who was the shy second? I thought I heard somebody.
I'll second, Larsh.
Thanks very much. Moved and seconded that San Benito's request to repurpose funds in the amount stated be approved. Any opposition from any member? Hearing none, San Benito, your request is approved unanimously. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So now we're going to move back to Lake. Krista remains with us. This is to extend the period for CMS interfacing from 23-24 in the amount of $41,000. Any questions for Krista or staff on the Lake request? Hearing none, is there a motion?
Yamasaki moves.
Thank you, David. Is there a second?
Larsh is second.
Seconds.
I think Larsh just beat you out. So, Chris, thanks. But Rochelle moved and seconded for Lake. Now that it's been moved and seconded, any further discussion? Any opposition? Hearing none, that passes unanimously as well. Thanks. Then thanks, Krista and Steph. Next is the request from Sierra Superior Court to extend its facility upgrades into the 23-24 fiscal year in the amount of $30,000. Is Sierra with us?
Yes, Your Honor. This is Ann Mendez, Court Executive Officer.
Ms. Mendez, thanks so much for joining us. Any questions of Ms. Mendez on the request? Hearing none, is there a motion?
Larsh made a motion.
I'll show Larsh moved just before Chris Rule and Chris, therefore you're seconding the motion?
Yes, second.
Thanks so much. Moved and seconded. Any opposition? It's unanimously approved. Sierra, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
So next, and I'll just to be consistent, I'll do this the same way as I did with Sutter. We have three requests from Placer to repurpose funds for a specific purpose, as noted. One is to repurpose the balance of a $64,000 upgrade of their audiovisual systems for remote hearing through fiscal year 22-23. So that would presumably, again, be completed in this year. The second one is to also repurpose the balance of $197,000 to upgrade audiovisual systems for remote hearings through the same this fiscal year. And finally, as a request to repurpose the balance of $73,000 to upgrade audio video systems for remote hearings in our fiscal year. Placer, are you with us?
Yes, good afternoon, Judge. Julie Kelly, Chief Financial Officer at Placer.
Ms. Kelly, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Any questions or concerns on Placer of any of these three requests for repurposing of funds as stated? Hearing none, is there a motion?
Gabe moves.
On all three, Judge Gabe?
On all three.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'm happy to
second. I'll second. This is Krista.
I thought I heard, well, I'll give it to Krista because David's had plenty of seconds. So thanks. Krista, you're seconding all three?
Correct.
Great. All three moved and seconded. Now open for further discussion. And finally, calling for a vote, any opposition to any of the three requests from Placer, either as a whole or individually? Hearing none, Placer, each of your three requests for repurposing is granted. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for the committee's time.
And finally, San Luis Obispo to repurpose $297,000 to make facility upgrades to construct four offices through 2324. Is SLO with us?
Yes, Judge. Good afternoon. Jeff Oquest, San Luis Obispo, CFO.
Good afternoon. Thanks so much for joining us, Mr. Oquest. Any questions for Mr. Oquest on the request of his court? Hearing none, is there a motion? I'll make it. So I'll move that the request be approved. Is there a second?
I'll second.
That was Judge Marsh. Thanks so much. Moved and seconded that the SLO repurposing request be approved. It's open for discussion. Hearing none, any opposition to the motion? Hearing none, it's deemed unanimously approved. Thanks so much for all the courts that have submitted these requests. Your applications were very helpful to us. Thanks for all the committee members. Again, as I close this meeting, I'm just going to emphasize we are following the rules. And so are the courts that are submitting these requests. If anybody from the outside is listening in is of the perception that these requests are just summarily approved without consideration, I think that'd be a mistaken impression. There's detailed paperwork that goes into these requests. And given that detail, the requests themselves are easy to consider. But again, as we get back into this tomorrow at TICBAC, I think we'll get into a more detailed discussion about the underlying process itself. So with that, I show us a whole 6 minutes ahead of schedule. Anybody have any concerns? Rose, anything else we need to address?
Nope, that's it.
Okay. Again, thanks everybody so much for your efficiency. It's really appreciated, but it's not over yet. For those of you on FMS, we'll see you in a half an hour. For those of you on TICBAC, we'll see you tomorrow at 10 o'clock. And plan to spend the morning with us. It'll be an interesting, I think, we'll get it done well within 2 hours, but it's going to be a good morning. So with that, Judge Larch, thanks again for the decoration in the back of your office. Go Dodgers, and we'll catch up soon.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, everybody. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.